We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Mike Coyne in Glenmont, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for June the 26th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Farm advocates claim price gouging on meat and poultry in California is spreading across the country, including all the way to Iowa, which happens to be the nation's largest hog producer.
California passed a law banning the use of gestation crates for raising hogs, and producers say that increased production costs, which are rippling across the country to Iowa. Iowa has similar regulations on gestation crates. The ag group Farm Action issued a report that says, in addition to blaming the California law, corporate meat producers also continue to use supply chain disruptions as an excuse to price gouge. Farm Action's Joe Maxwell offers as evidence the 20% hike in California pork prices.
And it's just a part of their doing business now. They find excuses in the markets to gouge that consumer. And one thing we want to be very clear on is that the consumer knows it's not the farmer. The farmer's getting squeezed just as much as is the consumer.
Iowa is the nation's leading hog producer, but still lost $32 per hog in 2023, a number ag experts say could grow this year. I'm Mark Moran.
Next, from the Associated Press, lawyers for Donald Trump on Tuesday asked the judge presiding over his classified documents case to prevent prosecutors from using as evidence boxes of records seized during an FBI search of his Florida estate. The AP reports the arguments marked the conclusion of a three-day hearing in which prosecutors and defense lawyers have sparred over topics ranging from the legality of the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith to whether the Republican former president should be barred from making comments that could pose a risk to the safety of FBI agents. They note that Trump faces dozens of felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and obstructing government efforts to get them back. He has pleaded not guilty. And mobile units are rolling out in rural California communities this summer to help keep kids engaged and combat learning loss.
nonprofit Save the Children's Make Summer Fair campaign provides books and educational resources in areas where summer learning opportunities are limited. Lucero Chavez Ramirez, California State Director at Save the Children, says kids can lose 2 months worth of learning while school is out.
There is a significant learning loss during the summer months, especially for children in these rural underserved areas where they might not have the opportunity to go to a summer camp or, you know, participate in other activities.
The campaign encourages parents to incorporate learning into their routine, setting aside time for reading every day. I'm Suzanne Potter.
This is Public News Service. New Mexico consistently ranks low in childhood educational achievement, but its path to a college degree is now being recognized at the highest levels.
President Joe Biden has applauded New Mexico for leading the way in no-cost higher education, along with loan repayment and loan for service programs. Stephanie Rodriguez with the state's Higher Education Department says a recent Gold Star designation by the Campaign for Free College acknowledged the state's tuition-free opportunity scholarship program as one of the most accessible, inclusive, and all-encompassing in the country.
We know that when people are educated beyond high school, they have higher wages, they can have family-sustaining careers, and they can be successful in whatever endeavor they want to go into.
I'm Roz Brown.
New Mexico is one of the nation's poorest states with some of the country's lowest K-12 educational outcomes. And some Tennessee school districts are among 41 in the Southeast receiving funding from the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean School Bus Rebate Program. We get more from our Daniel Smith.
Created by the bipartisan infrastructure law, the program invests $5 billion through 2026 to replace older diesel school buses with cleaner alternatives. Dory Larson with Southern Alliance for Clean Energy says the rebate program transforms how school districts transport the state's most precious residents.
In the United States, transportation and electricity generation are the leading sources of both unhealthy air and also pollutants that cause climate change. This amount of funding coming to Tennessee is $12 million coming to several school districts. It's going to bring 37 electric school buses.
Larson says 8 districts got EPA funding to order their electric school buses and charging infrastructure, which is crucial for under-resourced districts. The buses are set to roll out for the 2025 school year. Across the Southeast, more than 300 electric buses will be deployed, part of 3,400 nationwide.
Finally, from our Tia Hudson, Georgia lawmakers with the group Elected Officials to Protect America are spotlighting the health and enrollment benefits of electric vehicles.
State Representative Sandra Scott of Clayton County says now is the crucial time for cities to take decisive action against climate change.
We all are used to our city being hot, but now with the climate crisis, heat and precipitation put us at risk of fires and floods.
Scott believes accelerating the shift to electric vehicles is key to transitioning to clean energy, as vehicle emissions account for at least 25% of greenhouse gases that contribute to the climate crisis.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform, and find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, June 26th. Local early morning temperatures range from 63 degrees in Medusa to 73 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 69 degrees. Air quality will be moderate. Comfortable dry morning gives way to a hot and potentially stormy afternoon. 88 degrees will linger as the high today. Rain starts for some around 6 p.m. approaching from the west. It gets stronger overnight as temperatures fall to 64 degrees. Tomorrow, the rain stops early and the day will be mostly dry with a sunny afternoon and a high of 80, again lingering for most of the afternoon. 54 sticky degrees overnight takes us into a nice looking Friday. Sunny, high of 77 degrees at 4 p.m. And that's where the fun stops, because the weekend is looking pretty rainy with highs around 80. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:54 a.m., high tide at 6:46 a.m., low tide again at 1:40 p.m., then high tide once again at 7:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 77 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:21 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see reoccurring Nova TCRB is getting ready to explode again, according to spaceweather.com. Head over there for details on how to view and a lot more. They're pretty good. Plasma winds will be slow at 354 kilometers per second with a thin density of 4 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are low chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 129. And this has been the Better Weather for Wednesday, June 26th. Brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes? Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolow said hello and he said, hi, what's doing? Whoa, said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Got mad and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? Judge said guilty in a make-believe trial. Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile. Said, supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Oh, oh. Well, don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Poet, peace activist, and photographer Dan Wilcox recently wrote on his blog, The very first Albany WordFest was held on September 8th, 2001, at the Greenhouse Shelter in Thatcher Park, in the mountains outside of Albany. It was the brainchild of Albany area poet and host R.M. Engelhart. That day featured readings by 31 poets divided into five groups. There was even an open mic where six poets shared their work. Over the years, there were various iterations of WordFest, including strings of multi-day events, even folding in the third Thursday open mic, as well as other regularly scheduled events, into the Grand WordFest, all held in Albany, many at the UAG Gallery on Lark Street. Eventually, in 2005, switching from the fall to April to coincide with National Poetry Month. Then the pandemic. In April of this year, the WordFest and the open mic made its return, this time in Troy and West Sand Lake. The two-day event was filled with books, writers, featured spoken word artists, and an amazing lineup of open mic poets. Today we're going to hear from three of those poets who took the stage at the Sand Lake Center for the Arts. Ed Rinaldi, who has started coming back out to literary events recently, read an untitled philosophical meditation. Karen Peters, who's a new voice to many in the room, read poems about rain, snow, and a paper bag. The final reader was Samuel Maurice, who, as an intern for the Hudson Valley Writers Guild, was around all day setting up the venue. Samuel, who co-hosts the Invocation Open Mic series at the 11 on Lark Street in Albany, read one poem, Love Poem to My Hangnail.
It is a time of night where brevity is key, so I'm going to keep it brief. I've been writing a lot about the changes in the trees lately, and I really have come to appreciate as I got older how the trees in the springtime have these bright neon sparks. It's almost like little starlight in the flowers. Like right now, if you notice, the oak flowers, they don't really look like much, but they hang and dangle with a delicate kind of beauty that we would ignore. This kind of piece is inspired by that. How best we weave. Follow a tone, then another. Soon we are mixing self in a daily bread, cottage on a hill, palace place, where heart and soul is fed. The dandelions outside a window burst their sunny manes as they clamber and climb through the rye, bramble, bauble stories, poem portals, glories, third eye mesmerized, bumping the sways, elixirs, potent potions between observation and wearing a scent. What is meant lacks depth without feeling. This is why we have come to be born, wearing wet-winged happenstance, waiting morning dew like oceans to those who feel where the rain begins. Butterflies and their symphonies, pearled stardust, tenacious vines, the world bark of old trees, stags, owls, bees. All these things, flying carpets and dancing, loom-clack, loom-clack, canopy. Thank you.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Gonna start off with my poem called Long Ride Home. The wish-wash, wish-wash, swiftly chases the water off. Wish-wash, wish-wash, echoes over the purr. Supple mechanical muscles, tense and relaxed, waiting to press bounds, to run free. Distant light catches on tiny nether worlds, clinging to the glass, sparked on the black mat, smoothed away into clearness, waiting for the next. Closer, closer, hazed high lanterns come to the front, up top, down back. Passing shadows shade the faces, more over less of light. Wish-wash, wish-wash, hum. Hum of road, silent but for splashes under the wish-wash, stretching out long ahead. More highlights to come, closer, 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 in a wish-wash, wish-wash, wump, hum, purr, in a flash one last time, small lids close on a window to a world.
Yay!
one sheet folded many times. Major folds change the shape from one plane to many, creating ups, downs, as it bends into a new vessel. Snow. Under crystal waters, quietly in peace, shimmering silent echoes lingering. Muffled light reflects softly in an aura, whispers of tomorrow tucked away. Softly under a blanket, downy still, soft white. Wind lifts murmuring and whispering to the sky, flittering petals glittering, adoring release. One more?
You got one more.
Okay. Transparent. My words are transparent. Larger, wider, deeper, with more volume, they are still transparent. To me, they stand solid with the weight of my thoughts, equal to others' ideas in size, shape, and scope. To him, they are still transparent. A wisp he sees right past to concentrate on my curve of hip, my soft voice, my smaller size. I can shout to the mountains with my solid words, and yet to him, they are not there. A smoky breeze with a scent of flowers that mean nothing.
Tonight, what I'm going to be doing, I recently did two new poems. These are yet to be heard, so... I have one that's kind of a comedy piece, and the other that's more or less just an introspective kind of sublime piece, but here it goes. A love poem to my hangnail. The sting is still there, right on the tip of my pinky, still left in the tumultuous uncertainty as to my final decision. Could we have made this work, my little pinky nail? You're probably still upset from the stacked dishes at work slamming decisively on the highest knuckle when a frequent bathroom nodder shoved me accidentally against the cafe tables as I hurried my way back to the dish room. He, dear, he was just passing by. His foibles were plainly unintentional. You always had it in your heart to grow so jealous of new friends and acquaintances. My socially ambiverted predispositions make you cold. The mood ring I got last week from the henna'd hippie girl at the mall kiosk turned green with envy when I slipped it on you, hoping to brighten your mood to a plush pink. You, at the base of the cuticle, turned a greenish black, like avocado left out for 2 days. All I wanted was to introduce some flavoring, but no. Some of us can't even handle the slightest addition of lemon juice, garlic powder, cayenne, and pepper. You would start stinging with a whining pain at the very thought. It's not really my fault nor yours that the ring was made of a cheap metal. If only I'd known how quickly your affections turn, I may have elected for something different like a finger harmonica or a finger puppet. But of course I have to consider your antipathy towards your siblings, index and middle. Do you even stop to consider the humility of the ring finger, granting their name rights to you in the hopes of alleviating your ailing spirits? I spent hours in my car with Gautier on replay, crying at the thought of what I knew to be inevitable. I was reminded of Van Gogh, his suffering, and how someone to hear nothing of it. What on earth brought him to such extremes? I don't know, but I had to muster that level of resolve to do what was inevitably best for the both of us. And there you are now, laying at the bottom of the bathroom wastebasket, crumpled in blotted band-aid and unused tissue. No one really falls in love with a hangnail, do they? Some things are best cut short, taken out with the rest of the trash and disposed of. Hanging on is so deeply revered, but sometimes it's the most dishonest thing you can do. Thank you.
For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Tom Francis. We'll be right back.
Chris Forsyth and the Solar Motel Band ask, have we mistaken the bottle for the whiskey inside?
Is this thing on? Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, anyone within the sound of my voice, I've got 50,000 watts of power. Electricity. Can you hear me now? Out on Route 128, dark and lonely. I got my radio on. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Welcome to my top 10. I'd like to thank our sponsor. But we haven't got a sponsor. Not if you were the last man on earth. She was prepared to prove it. This one goes out to a special girl. There is no special girl!
transmitter circles the globe in search of a listener. Can you hear me now? Is it really broadcasting if there's no one there to receive? It's the end of radio. As we come to the close of our broadcast day, radio. Can you hear me now?
Same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end. the same. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the same as the end. In the end, the same as the beginning. In the beginning, the
Does it hurt to fall in love so easy? Does it hurt to fall in love so fast? Does it hurt you to find out 30 second hand? Is it such a big task? Such a big task. Are you too proud to ask? Remember last one was your last. It's too early to run to mama. It's too late
it to run like hell. I guess I will tell you, cause I don't want to ask, that this one be your last. And this one child is killing you, and this one's your last chance to make this last one really. To ask, is it such a big task? Remember, last one was your last. The next one's always gonna last for always. The next one's always on. Would it hurt to fall in love a little slower? It hurts at any speed. Do you have another drink and get down on your knees? You've been swearing to God. Now maybe if you'd ask that this one be your last, cause this one child is killing you, and this one's your last chance to make this last.
Side.